Now we're recording.
All right, should we try that again, Ahmed? Yeah, welcome to the Car Culture Podcast. This one's a bit different. This is our Christmas special, hence the hat. I'm sat here as well next to the big man himself. Dan, say hi.
Am I a big man, am I?
Yeah, the big man in the big hotspot, yeah. Hotspot? No, hot chair.
I'm just sitting next to someone with really greasy hair.
But today, we've got some more people on the podcast. Do you want to introduce yourselves, boys? You're not being
Sid's
on camera.
Been on the podcast.
Sid's been on camera, yeah. Andy?
Returning guest Sid and guest editor Andy.
Thanks as well. Before we start, just because I think it's good.
Hey, Ahmed's behind the camera somewhere.
Hello.
Wait, is there another person over there as well? There's another person there.
Yeah.
Hello.
he needs to be on camera.
So yeah, this is our Christmas special. I think the plan is to basically just chat breeze about what this year felt like, what we got up to in our highlights, and just wrap up the year nicely, give it nicely, I guess. So, Dan, you're the main man at the moment with the big hat on. Do you want to start us off?
Why am I the main man?
Because you got the hat on.
Yeah, but you talk shit. I just talk normal.
Yeah, go on then. Talk some normalness.
About
what was your highlight of
the
year?
You're the host. You're meant to say, Dan, what, a highlight of my year?
Yeah. With cars. No, wait. With cars.
What? I haven't done anything, like, silly this year. Ever.
Ever. Santa, tell us about your
year. The highlight in cars this year. So... it's been a strange one, right?
Mm.
Events have only really just started again.
And there's been some crackers, genuine crackers.
Historic F1.
Look, Dubai Drive's track days were good as well. Really, really good.
Actually, yeah, I did enjoy that, funnily enough.
Flat 12 has opened. That was cool.
Yeah.
Driven's open. That's cool.
So what year are we, 2021?
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad of a year, I think. It's strange, right?
It's still strange.
The only reason why we started a podcast because there was nothing to do.
Nothing to shoot.
In February.
Such a positive note we're starting off on, aren't we?
Sorry. Bar humbug over here, we got Grinch.
Yes.
It's Christmas, no one likes Christmas, right?
I like Christmas. You know what, I think we all mostly like Christmas.
I'm the only one wearing a Christmas hat, so clearly I
brought Santa. I don't want to hide the hair, I know you'd like it.
Okay.
Anyway, go on.
So yeah, highlight of the year. I don't know, it has been a strange one, right? Like, because COVID was still around when January started. We had the 24 hours. That was during COVID, right?
That was the not open to the public 24 hours,
yeah.
Which actually was my favourite one till now. It was...
we all went, right? I think.
No, we didn't. Of course not. Did we go?
Yeah, we were media.
Okay, we went. Okay,
yeah,
we went. I was going to check. Yeah.
Yeah, if you're media, you could get in, right?
Yeah.
So
was it the one that flooded?
No.
That was last year.
Yeah. That was a few years ago, right?
Yeah. No, that was good. That was good. What else?
Flat 12 grand picnic was probably the best.
Was it that year? This 100%. Year? That's brilliant. Start, yeah. That absolutely. That was the way, because that was the restart of everything, wasn't it?
And again, there was more hype because there was nothing going on at the time, right?
Yeah, but it was a big high.
So yeah,
it wasn't just nothing. It was also a massive spike. It was, it was a nice reunion as well, because it did feel like all of us hadn't seen each other. Not us as well, but everyone in the scene, if you know what I mean.
Definitely people kept themselves to themselves for obvious reasons, right? Like, think you forget how many people you meet at events and you don't really see them in normal day-to-day life, right? And or you interact with them on social, but you don't actually see them until there's a car event, right? So yeah, but when did everything get semi-normal again? First semi-normal event, Dubai Drives track day, am I wrong? Which was a very well organized event for a busy track day that wasn't ran by the Autodrome. So yeah, that's when things started to get normal. And then, the Grand Picnic, when was that? Feb?
It was early.
It was early.
Jan 22nd.
Yeah. So that probably...
Did you just throw out a date, or is that right?
Yeah, I did.
I think it was Feb.
Anyway.
Yeah. Early.
Anyway, 2021.
Yeah.
Did you arrive in 2020? But like late 2020?
September 2020.
So this is your first year in UAE full-time, right?
And kind of really associated with car culture. Because you've been in around us, but you've kind of become part of the family.
He probably doesn't
now.
Want to be seen in public.
Well, good job you're not on camera then, isn't it, Sid?
For the second time. Anything from car culture on his stories.
Now we can move over, Sid, all right? from joining us, from coming here for this
year.
He has, actually.
He has shared stuff on his personal account from car culture. The E30?
Oh yeah, anything he wrote.
That's fine. I'm happy with that. Yeah. Mr. Critical over there.
Yeah. Sid, do you want to pick up the baton? Do you want to carry it on? What was your year like with cars?
Shit.
It didn't start off very strong, and then we had flat 12 grand picnic, which was fantastic. There's no doubt about that. It really, really was the high point of the 2020-2021 winter season with cars in Dubai, for me at least. And then things kind of petered out. Summer was brutal. I haven't spent summer in Dubai properly.
We were here doing podcasts.
We were, but that was the only thing Maybe. That was going on, and that was just us.
Summer's pretty tough in general. I don't think did anything happen in the summer?
Nothing.
No.
Nothing. People went on holiday, people did their own thing. And then September, maybe late September, early October, things started picking up. And then it's just been one after the other nonstop.
And Fantastic. No one mentioned No Filter yet, by the way. That massive spectacle, the big show well, that was
why
No
you
Filter.
You take it away then, Alex.
I mean, no, I'm gonna get back into that. But yeah, we didn't mention No Filter. Because that also was kind of a big event around this time of the year. We're all there as well. Big show, big presence.
Big man.
You chased down the big man at the show, if I'm not wrong.
I did John, yeah.
Yeah, trying to run the tackle.
But, so what, is the motor show that rebranded?
Yeah.
Was the motor show used to be big?
Yeah, it's the biggest regional show. Sorry, Steve, I don't. I've gone on a segue now. Yeah, keep going.
I mean, that's a great way to look at it because I think there were a bunch of smaller gatherings and then the first proper event that took place was No Filter. And we'd been talking about it for a while before it actually happened because of our involvement and how things were going
to
work.
Try and understand it, to be frank, because I think the first few meetings we had were like, okay, what are they trying to do here?
Yeah.
And then how do we fit in? Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are the...
We didn't fit in.
We were too cool for school.
Our culture way. No, you're right. Like, the first question that I remember us talking about was... What is this and where does the culture fit?
I just see Andy laughing.
I'm putting my best.
I can hear him. I can hear him on his chair just wincing.
My best no comment face.
Yeah. No filter, no comment.
Andy got romantically involved with one of the organisers.
Yeah, we haven't even got to Andy. Andy really
the
got
first podcast I'm on, yeah?
Good yeah, morning. Andy got in the scene.
Yeah, behind the scene. I can picture that, actually.
Don't put an insert now. Don't do that. We can do like a hand sketched one as well, a recreation. Go
I
on,
thought
Sid,
this
just,
was the first one that you weren't going to have to edit.
No. We'll do this one. Yeah.
Okay.
Just going to blow myself out for the whole thing. Who was that guy?
In the shadow. But yeah, coming back to the event, it was funny because I got to see you guys working to organize the whole thing.
Well, not the whole thing, just our area.
Correct. The culture area, yeah.
Don't want to take any...
And then at the show, as things worked their way through, I wasn't actually part of the car culture crew because I was working with someone else. But I still came and hung out with you guys, and it was great to see you guys in your element doing your thing.
It was good to see all the kids as well, seeing that cars don't have to be crappy. Not like that. No, I mean it.
With that haircut, careful.
Hey! This is the last time you're on the show. No, it was nice. Because again,
I need to remember.
I think the nicest
well,
thing about our little stand was
what's
that. What's that?
The kids. No, I just got to put my chewing gum out.
I thought you were going to vomit.
That's like the show as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice to see kids come around cars and looking at cars and seeing better cars than what else was on the show there, if I'm being honest. It was nice to have them say, oh, actually, there are some nice cars here. And they were more interested in those as well.
But
the funny
God,
thing
what
is,
were we going
to
say?
My friend came to the show and he knows very little about cars. And I asked him, what's the best car in our area? And I was like, leave.
Hey, who's your mate?
The blind one.
Rafe Dar, and he's an idiot.
There you go, Alex.
What's this? By the way,
has he got greasy hair?
It's called jealousy. No, I just got real fast.
Does he live in DIFC?
Not in a
Sorry,
house.
Sid, by the way. We keep interjecting. All of us, yeah.
So it was great to see people actually come up and see the cars. And we had a nice selection. We had classics, Lens Bug, the bus. We had the JDM stuff. And then we had...
Off-road Porsches,
the BMWs. Mm. Jocelyn's stuff was amazing. But that actually reminded me, we've moved forward. So the first time that I saw people interacting with the car culture stand was actually the Emirates Motorsport Expo at the Autodrome.
Oh, hang on, we missed that out, right? Yeah, that was kind of like...
That was all right.
For me, that was...
Gimmon spoke to us at the stand.
I like that. I can't believe we forgot that, actually, but it feels like a long time ago. Remember, the wooden stand had been in hibernation for so long that it was infested with bugs.
You've got anything to say about that.
So we had to clean that out the night before. But that Ash actually...
Yeah, we shifted T-shirts and we've got people really excited to get T-shirts and stickers and stuff. And I'm not sure they're that excited,
but yeah, actually, I saw someone at Flat 12 the other day wearing a
Car Culture T-shirt. Yeah.
Actually, he had a Give It Nicely T-shirt. I'm like, where did you get that from? Because you can't even buy them.
But you gave them out nicely. You actually had no filter. You gave a few people the secret T-shirt.
Okay. Anyway, so how did we forget about that? That's one of my. That is kind of one of my all favorite events because it's very industry. Even like I don't know that. This year felt different because usually it's the industry, not industry only, but it's like all the car
guys. It's a trade show.
But it's like all the car guys that are into motorsport, just guys that are into cars in general. But that show kind of had more than just car guys. Mm. It was a lot busier than usual. Ash, do you do good numbers? You had to stop entry, right? I think it was so busy.
Yeah, it was quite busy, so people had to be turned around or at least had to park across under the grandstand.
Just in case you'd have enough people complaining about the Autodrome.
But so yeah, I can't believe we forgot about that. That for me kick-started things because I kind of enjoyed it, and you get to see the industry people as well. Although
and to see how they're doing, because I don't think most of us are doing terribly well as well. So it was nice to kind of like catch up and just say, "You're not doing well either." No, it's fine. And
set the bar right, I think, for the first big event of what we call our season. So
you're right. It was the season.
Anyway, going back to your point, that's the first time you interacted with us. We had a right-hand drive R34, NASA's. Yeah.
And a very nice midnight purple Silvia.
Yeah.
Clean car. Ish.
It wasn't clean at the end of the day, unfortunately.
No. I had a lot of handprints on it. From kids. Afterwards. Yeah, yeah.
Because you have small hands. That's how you can tell.
Very small hands.
Andy got in trouble at No Filter for slapping a kid.
Oh, I heard that. I heard he hit a few kids.
Yeah,
go on, Sid. Yeah,
it was just great to see people come up, just talk to us. Genuinely excited after having spent close to a year not meeting Dan, meeting Alex, meeting any of the Car Culture guys.
Basically, you got bored of us and was like, thank God I can actually meet some normal people. Yeah.
At a motorsport expo.
Do you know what? I'm the complete opposite. I've quite enjoyed not meeting people. No.
But yeah, it was good. It was definitely a good event. Set the tone for the rest of the season. And yeah, it's gone from there. Was No Filter the second big event of the season after
Picnic
Expo?
You had a Dubai Drives track day before it as well.
Sorry, yes.
And the Picnic was massive, even for like non-car people. People turn up to the Picnic. The Flat 12 Picnic.
Yeah, but that was if we're talking season, so like...
Oh, you mean after summer, basically.
Yeah. So, and we'd like to say that the Emirates Motorsport Expo was the first show of normality, but it was still a bit...
Weird, it was weird, yeah.
But now it seems to be a bit better, right, I think.
Andy.
Still not sure.
What do you think? Give us your year. A year in review.
Well, I said it before, but I think the Flat 12 Grand Picnic was the best event, purely before the... Like, it's not been done before, right? A giant open green area.
Why,
take advantage of the
weather. I was going to say, why do you think it was so good? I know the answer to it, but...
Mixture and quality of cars. I don't think they were...
Venue and vibe.
Yeah.
Like, right people.
Yeah.
And maybe there was that eagerness to see everyone again. And definitely the right cars.
Yeah.
Venue always makes a show, right? A flat piece of concrete never does well. I've just realised another show that we haven't spoken about either, but I think me and Sid were the only two people that went to it.
Which one?
Porsche.
Oh, I went. I was there.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
It was like,
we had beers.
It's a brand event.
It was big.
That was really big and cool.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, that's fine.
Why was Flat 12 so good? I think there was...
It felt like the community event. Like, everybody knew everybody kind of.
Flat 12 is the community, I think, for us, like, the wider community, right? Like, in terms of, there's always such a diverse mixture of people that attend it. But, like, in a real good way as well, right? Like, I'd say it's the best of the best.
There's something for everyone in terms of the cars as well.
And it's not always the same cars, I think, as the... You know, there will be a large number of cars that we see often, but then there's always something else that kind of, like... you know, makes you think twice.
Do you remember the Monza was there? SP1 or 2? Yeah. SP1, and that caused a ruckus.
The guy drove down from Abu Dhabi for that.
That's cool. Yeah, because you're right, because it's always cool to see the new car that someone brought in. Do you know what I mean? That was quite special. No, I think it was just, I think the just to pick this back up, Andy highlights the year review. We were talking about the Flat 12 car. Why was it so special? And we were mentioning just now that the venue does make the space, and that's a space that no one had used before. I know it was a ball ache for Flat 12 to get the actual space, but because it got it, it felt special and it felt different. It felt like it was in the middle of the city. No one had used that venue, right?
Location was cool.
Yeah, every event's always in a car park or in a
it's hard to make
tarmacked area.
It's hard to make good photos in a concrete car park, right? Like, especially when everyone's lined up in a row. So,
and it's the same cars you keep seeing as well.
I think like an important topic, just going off of what we were talking about with Flat 12. I know this doesn't really connect with car culture, but at the same time, it does. This year alone, we've had three car, car-influenced, car-centric cafes open up. We've had Driven open up, we've had Cars Cafe, and we've had Flat 12.
Each in their own distinct, like a triangle.
Yeah,
exactly.
At least they're like very, there is a triangle really, because they're very, very separate from location-based, and all three of them have a completely different vibe, right?
Mm.
But I guess it's big for the scene. Porsche, listen, I don't like Porsche as a brand. I don't really like the people that drive them either. Sorry, Sid. But
watch this space, by the way, for 2022. Yeah. That's all we have to say.
Yeah, but I don't mind buying a good car, right? Yeah. Like, you know. But I think what Porsche have done as a brand as well within the scene is interesting. It's a ballsy move. No one's done it here before, right? And
it's ballsy in terms of the amount of outlay, because there was a lot of outlay for our little city. Do you know what I mean? Like, that was an expensive. It was the event plus the tie-up with Driven.
They definitely spent a lot of money in executing that event.
Lots of money.
Yeah. Can we introduce the event to the people listening? Like, give them a quick summary of what it was.
Porsche one?
Icons of Porsche, wasn't it?
Icons of Porsche, yeah. So it was
Sid's a Porsche guy.
D3, Porsche retrospective with nice little different sections, right? Of they've got the Le Mans cars, they've got. They had the 917, their 962, they had all the old Targas and stuff, and they had it in those different sections. And even in that kind of space, they had different events and different things to do. They had a little poster-making T-shirt. They had
definitely well-executed, as you can always be critical about things, and you could always do better. But
with that hat on, no.
it impressed me, so that's hard going. Thing. And it's also hard to do an event there because it's just a slab of concrete, right? And I think they did very well. Yes, the backdrop's nice, but really that is just a big bit of concrete. So they kind of built it up well.
What was cooler about the Porsche thing was them taking over Driven. I think the cars popped out of nowhere for most people.
Yeah.
And I think that was cooler than the actual
event. And being able to get so close to the cars. And it wasn't like they just put them in. They actually just kept rotating them continuously, right?
They felt like a toy box. It was almost like come back and find something ridiculous.
And also, it's not just a brand new Porsche. And I think I would have... Well, we all got messages. A few of us got messages about a big brand doing an event in November. And I was super critical, I think, about a brand doing an event. Because initially, you think you walk in and it's like, oh, we're trying to sell you a car, which Porsche didn't really try to do, I don't think.
Yeah, because that's not the big difference was that's not the dealer activation. That's the brand.
Yeah, right.
So the dealer, the brand will sell to the dealer. The dealer carries on. But if I'm Porsche, I want to make people like me, right? And the way I make people like me is not trying to push cars continuously. It's showing them, look, all the cool things we've done in the past, right? And that felt like the difference. Because most of the events here, we get dealer coming and they've got different priorities to the brand, right?
Yeah, definitely. They want to sell cars, right?
Mm.
It was interesting. Let's see if they do it regularly, number one. I don't know what their feedback was particularly about.
You do? You gave it to them.
No, I did, but I'm going to sit with someone from Porsche Middle East to find out exactly what they thought.
Mm.
I just filled out a form for MCH Global.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, we won't go into details on that one.
Should we move on to these boys? Boys? The anonymous crew, not behind the camera. What are your highlights of the year? Hashim, you go first.
I think it's more a regret because I didn't actually make it to the grand picnic, or I made it pretty late.
Really? Flat 12. What happened to you?
I'm not sure.
Who was late?
Maybe, but I showed up when people were starting to move out.
Forgot his breakfast again, didn't
he? Lunch. I think that was probably, I felt missing out on that.
FOMO.
Yeah, but, and not to, this is not a plug, but I think the historic stuff was quite cool just because it was different.
Different, number one. Definitely the best marketing campaign that fit. Actually, everything fitted to a level, right? Like,
it was a caliber.
Yeah, it was executed incredibly well for this region, which I was impressed about.
There was a build-up. A few of us shot the cars for whatever reason. and it was, yeah, it was kind of cool to see it build up and eventually take place.
Yeah, it's definitely a good build-up, for sure. I went to Saudi, by the way. That was a highlight.
Yeah, you had fun with one of our mutual friends.
One of our mutual friends?
Who's that? Yeah, that one.
Who? Yeah. I was going to do an impression.
He who shall not be named over here. We can call him Voldemort.
Yeah. How much of this do I have to cut?
It's going to be 5 minutes of the show. Yeah. No, back to you, boys. Go on. Ahmed, what about you, man?
Oh, he's moved the microphone towards himself.
Yeah. He knows. He's like, right, he's got the balance properly.
He'll say two words. So
I just wanted to highlight that I think Flatwell's Grand Picnic fits into last season's events.
Yeah, but it's just so
fiscal
weird,
year,
right?
It's like calendar year versus fiscal year, right?
Yeah. No, but the Grand Picnic was very, very nice.
But it still comes down to 2021 because it happened in 2021.
Grand Picnic was amazing. It was very nice because you got different people in different cars.
I think everyone enjoyed shooting there as well, right? Yes. That makes a big difference.
And it was one of the most family-oriented events. Like, Flatwell has been trying to push the family-oriented envelope of car events, and the Grand Picnic was the one where, because it's in the park, because it's a picnic, people came in, they sat down.
It's in the suburbs, people had in their neighborhood, do you know what I mean?
People had a picnic as well, right?
Like, yeah.
Like Rob shot a lot of pictures of the actual community engaging, like, with the event, sitting down, having few meals and whatever, so that was very nice visually, and to get to see cars that you haven't seen in a long time, right? But for me, I really liked the historic Grand Prix because it was completely different. We usually see old cars and photos of people dressed up in 70s, 60s,
flat caps, long jackets, the lot,
and you usually see them through other photographers' eyes internationally, like in the UK and the revival. So having something here very similar to that was very, very interesting. And getting up close to the drivers, the people in the grid walk, where everything's happening, right? It was very interesting.
And the pit lane being that open and having those kind of cars in that pit lane that we were all very familiar with.
And
was like
just hearing the cars right around the grandstand. Yeah. It's pretty special.
They could have easily closed that off to VIP at that kind of event and been like, only VIPs in the pit.
And had a cordon or something. No, I was walking around talking to the mechanic. Yeah, he was just like, oh, this. I was like, brilliant.
Who's this greasy guy talking to me?
Well, on that note...
With his driving gloves.
I think it would be nice, actually, just to kind of pick this up now and think about what we're looking forward to next year as well. But before we do that, by the way...
I haven't said what my...
Santa's had something...
I nearly brought you a present, by the way, but...
Well, I did, because I'm a nice person.
It'd be inappropriate.
Santa brought you a present for Santa. You have to open up here.
Take a guess what it is first, though.
Hang on a second. This is your present. You could have got me some Christmas. Right?
Oh yeah.
Is this leftover from Courtney?
No, yesterday. This is leftover from like last year, actually. You got a little sucker on the front.
You got a little sucker. Is that based on your size?
Yeah, there we go.
It's soft.
It's a message to everyone because you know that you've always got a very strong opinion. You want to let people know.
Real is rare. Fake is everywhere.
There we go.
Talking about you, is it, Alex? Can you put it on?
It's Alex, real.
You can put it on top of your hat.
Yeah.
So do they keep the price on? Probably didn't. No. Okay. There you go. Show the camera.
There's the camera. Thank you very much, Alex.
It's from all of us, I think, probably. I don't know. Santa
wings.
Gave it to me.
What does it say? AE.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, it's Wings AE. What is Wings AE? They have an Instagram. Here you go. We can give them a shout out.
Give them a shout on the podcast.
They're waiting to come
people.
In and use the studio.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Yeah, there we go.
I should keep that on my truck dashboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thank you. Great segment.
So on that note, we can talk about presents and what we're expecting from next year. Let's skip Christmas and then let's focus on...
I'll eat this though.
Yeah. Let's focus on what you're looking forward to for next year. Because I don't know if there's anything... We were talking about the revival being basically guaranteed, and we hope it is.
I'm not sure it has been yet, is it? It's a big outlay, right? Like,
yeah. But what are you looking forward to most for next year to do with cars and events and everything?
Battlefield update.
That's, you know what, it's if you don't know Dan, that's actually very true.
It's terrible. What am I looking forward to next year? Actually, it's F1 tomorrow, right?
Mm.
The most dramatic F1 ever.
Finally, like... And no, I think we forgot the Seb battle was big as well.
I have qualifying running here.
Okay.
Oh, is it quali now? Mm. Oh, right, okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, they're going down. Yeah, we have to talk, mate.
All right, should we hand over to these boys? Lads, what are you looking forward to for next year while he gets down on this sucker?
Without showing too much bias, I'm quite excited for Flat 12's Cafe to be like the place you go on a Friday and there's something crazy happening.
Well, we went on Friday. Good. Well, me and Hash.
I'm a bit glad I didn't go yesterday, but when you look at the other car places that are open, like, he's got so much space that you probably wouldn't even need to plan anything.
It's a great event space, by the way.
Yeah, just put on Instagram, oh, bring X cars on Friday and just watch it be crazy every week. And I think through, maybe not through summer, but through winter, that's going to be the place to be.
No, but even summer, it'd be good because it's inside. So you can literally just be around.
I mean, the outside events.
Yeah.
Parking's really good there.
Yeah, he's got tons. Right, one big advantage he's got over a lot.
That's one big thing we're lacking. Cars has parking, cars is not an event space, and Driven doesn't really have show parking as such, where this does.
Mm.
So, it should grow. Maybe there'll be some big events there as well. Yep. But I think Mohammed's planning another grand picnic.
Yes.
And that space has been used before by Cafe de Machine, and it was probably one of the best shows this country's had before. So it'd be interesting to see how that whole space gets used again.
In my highlights of events, I think that ranks pretty high.
Mm.
But also the grand picnic.
2016... Cafe de Machine down at Port Rashid, just for context. There was, 2,500 cars, maybe. Every single person we know.
2,500 people or something stupid.
I don't know. But like a lot of people. It felt big. It felt massive.
It was a big area, right?
Yeah, but now there's a place that's headquartered, basically, from there. Yeah, that's a good point. Sid.
Excuse me.
Good one. Good point. Very good point. Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah, it's just exactly.
Honestly, I am looking forward to Flat Road's grand picnic. Especially based on the
fact. A grander picnic now, I guess, yeah.
By the way, this is really nice.
There we go, see?
The first one was such a success. I think the space will be the same, the concept, the formula is the same, but I think no one will take it to the next level. I have no doubt about that. What Andy said as well, one thing that I really appreciate about the Flat 12 Cafe is that it's still an open space. It's so modular that you can move things around without that much effort, and you can tailor the space to host different events. Yesterday, Dan, Hash, and myself were at the Forza thing. And just the fact that you can change things around quickly makes it very attractive.
And there's a lot of space, I think, which is good.
A lot of space.
And if you look at what's happened there already, he's been open, 3 weeks? He's had a Gulf Historic car in there. He had that 911 track car thing, I don't know, Porsches in there the other day, and the Forza, all within 2 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and also he'll have the power to bring cars in and out. For sure. Oh, he wants a bottle of water.
Thanks.
Just ask, I want a bottle of water.
So, thank you.
By the way, if anyone's not British, that is the most British thing you're going to go, I only want a bottle of water.
Bottle of water.
Look at this. You're on camera, so you can clearly see, so you might as well just say,
give me
the water.
Boss me a bottle of water, please. Yeah, go on.
Flat 12 is definitely something I'm looking forward to, but I think on a larger scale, I think there's a sense of possibility as Dubai comes out of the COVID time. And I think a lot of people are pushing to do a lot of events, small and big. Unfortunately, I didn't end up going to our friend Shane's thing at...
Oh, I'm going tonight, by the way.
Is it still open?
It's still open. I checked with him. I'm going tonight, yeah,
okay.
Before I fly out. After 7, I'll be there and I'll message you guys when I go.
I was actually really sick after No Filter for some reason.
Yeah?
Yeah, just like
sick of all that fakeness, more realness.
Yeah.
You need to wear the hat. Tell people what's up.
Nothing to do with there being multiple bars on site.
Yeah. Rugby tackling. Sorry, Sid, we keep interrupting you.
I can deal with hangovers. I mean, it's just the other shit that goes with it, right?
But yeah, I want to definitely do that. And I think once... I agree. I am saying this, take this with a pinch of salt, but I think a lot of the brands have kind of finally gotten on to what community really is and how to hold and host a properly successful community
event. So I have a question about that as well for what happens next year. The Porsche event, I know that you probably know them better than anyone else as well. The people, so just for context again, for who didn't make it, Porsche had their own cars, but the vast majority of the cars there were owners' cars. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, did they tap into the Porsche owners group for them to bring those cars?
Partially. I still don't actually know. Sid might know a bit better than me, but they definitely partially did.
Because that's good engagement.
If I want to put my critical Christmas hat on, they could have done a better job with their finding other cars that are here in the region. But also maybe, I'm being heavily critical. But you need to be, right? Because you need to review it. It was a great event, but how do we make it better? First thing Faisal said to me at the end of the historic F1, how do you make it better, right? Like, that's the right attitude to have. So when I'm being critical, just think that there is a lot more that you can do, but you've set a great foundation, move forward.
And we all want to see it succeed and do better.
And I don't even really like Porsches, but I had generally a good time.
Like, what brand, actually, one second, what brand do we all want to see an event from if it weren't Porsche?
To be fair, I don't think any... Like, I'm being...
Who else? Like, you can do a Ferrari, Lamborghini. You can do all the other supercars, Ferrari, Lamborghini, all that nonsense. But yeah, exactly. You could do a Nissan event, but Nissan won't want to. Toyota probably won't want to.
Actually, that's the thing. It's a good question. I agree. I don't want to see Nissan. I don't want to see... Like, Porsche, yes, would be lovely, but we've already seen one. I want to see Toyota locally knock it out of the park with something that's truly...
Toyota could, and Nissan, to be fair, both brands could do something here.
LCs and patrols.
It needs to be planned right, it needs to be executed really well. But there's so much heritage, and it's integral to the UAE's history as well. Why not take advantage of that? I mean, not to toot my own horn, but we had an Overland event yesterday, and it was Land Cruisers galore. You had everything from the FJ45 all the way to the LC... 200, a lifted 200 showed up. So you've got all these really cool Toyotas rolling around on the roads. Why not? Land Rover is another one. Why don't we see something with the older Defenders?
We can touch on that video that kind of got removed off Instagram, right? Really?
Yeah.
From someone that we know. And that video is aimed at, I don't know if anyone can find it, but it's kind of aimed at saying, listen, a brand hasn't really... looked after its passionate followers, and there are a lot of passionate followers here in the region for Nissan and for Toyota, but we might be saying the brand, we're definitely...
But there's a business case, like I know the terms they use. There's net promoters, right? So you can literally rank how many of your owners are the promoters.
Marketing handbook comes out.
Yeah, but they have the number, they just don't care. That's the sad thing.
Lazy. Anyway, producer Ahmed's saying stop.
We're getting to sensitive subjects. Yeah,
he has a microphone there. You can say, boys, please stop. The camera's running out of time.
Yeah. Just so to move it on as well.
Saying hopefully brands will do something more other than Porsche in the region.
Yeah, and just I think the interesting thing, just the way you brought that to life, Sid, is it wasn't that hard to think of so many different brands so quickly that could use their local audience.
I'd say Nissan and Toyota, and I'm going to call them out. I'm not calling them out, but they're saying they have more heritage in this region over Porsche.
Do you know why? Because there's no brand here. There's only dealer.
Yeah.
There is no brand. There's no Toyota Middle East. It's a very small office.
You see it
there
from a marketing UAE background, right? But we see it as car guys, and we're like, why?
That's my problem. Because from the outside, you won't tell the difference. Right, but it does feel different. If I'm from the outside, I see Porsche, I see Toyota, and I see Nissan. I won't know. Sorry, Nissan do, obviously. Sorry, Nissan do. Toyota don't. But Toyota here are a dealer, right? It's Toyota UAE. So they'll focus on their sales. But as an outsider, you see the badge Porsche and Toyota. So you won't know if it's brand or dealer. But you saw the Porsche event and said, this was just a cool thing for them to do. And there was no test drive this now, buy this now. None of that stuff. It was just, hey, enjoy this brand, right?
But the dealer isn't totally tone deaf. Because I remember I was in the Toyota showroom late summer. And we were looking for a family car. And you walk in, you see Land Cruiser, you see FJ Cruiser, whatever the remaining stock is. You see a bunch of different SUVs, and stacked right at the very end is what do you call the LC AG Heritage Edition, which has got beige paintwork and a couple of different graphics packages and beefy off-road black wheels. It looks perfect, and it does the job all day, every day. It's a dependable, very reliable platform that still continues to serve in all parts of the world where you don't have built roads. But that particular vehicle is also so integral to the culture and heritage of the UAE. Why not have an event centered around that?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a Land Cruiser on here, so we can move over.
Loads of money on a new Land Cruiser advert, right? Anyway, so on that note, we better wrap it up.
But before we do, quickly, what are you boys interested in? What are you looking forward to? Before we ask.
A lot of the events we mentioned today, they are all firsts. The only ones that are repeat events, I think, are the track and the
flat wide 12.
And 12 and 24 hours.
Was the first. Flat 12 Grand Prix
Motorsport
was the first.
Expo.
24 hour.
Yeah, so the Motorsport Expo is a repeat event, and the Dubai Drives track event is a repeat event based on the huge demand from the scene, right? So all these firsts, they all started off on a very good foot. Everyone was excited. We need to see them improve. If they're just going to repeat what they've done last year, they will get left behind. We need to see all of these. They're very good events, very good starts. We need to see them improve.
Ultimately, they won't get left behind because there's not enough people challenging them with new events, right? They'll just be there. I don't want to go into, like, I could be not critical about some events, but there's been events here that have been maybe going backwards in their growth. Yeah. And they've still been
events that like 2-3 years ago were big, and I know what you're talking about.
Like, you know, they've gone in a complete opposite. They had such a pinnacle, and they went 2 years or 3 years back, and now they're probably 5 years back. But
Emma, I've got a quick question for you. No Filter is basically the Dubai Motor Show rebranded. Is that a repeat event?
We're just staring at Andy like.
No, I'd classify that as a new event because the rebranding was not just like, hey, we're changing the name and the style, right? It was a complete shift from. We're just showing you showroom cars, every brand's advertising, to we're doing that and we're adding another element to it. We're bringing in the community, we're bringing in lifestyle and other different things, right? There are so many different aspects to it that were not there in the regular motor show. So I'd classify that as a different event because I see the potential in that base. The base that they're on right now.
Urban
it's a
lifestyle.
Very good base. It's a very good base. You just need to take it higher. Tap in more into the community in every segment they are working in. So they've tapped into community with car culture, with different others. There's so much more to the scene than just car culture, than just someone in the music area, right? So
KC Hamada.
That's a free shout-out, boys.
Yeah, go on. I think his performance was great, by the way.
Tap into all the subcultures you're trying to hit. And I think Porsche had a lifestyle element to it as well. I haven't been 100%. To the Porsche one, but it had a lifestyle element to it. And from your guys' feedback, I think overall the show worked, right?
Yeah, and what's really interesting about that is that they've launched their lifestyle thing called Type 7. Type 7 is lifestyle Porsche, right?
Did Porsche own it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's 100% owned by Porsche.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Porsche put a lot of money behind it as well, and they're making more content. So if you look at the Porsche like video content, the Type 7 stuff, you have a car thing, but then you've got... artists, you've got it's fashion,
architecture.
Exactly. They've transitioned away from the cars and now it's more of the...
It's part of a portfolio. Car is part of my lifestyle.
Exactly.
But it's true.
But Porsche Digital has grown, at least based on what I've heard, Porsche Digital has grown from this side thing into an element that's integral in everything that Porsche does, to the point that, if I'm not mistaken, Type 7 was one of Porsche Digital's only projects. And now it's become one of many.
We've just got to look through the window.
Yeah, I think we might need to wrap up.
I think we'll sum this up is I don't really like Porsches, and we're sat here talking about Porsche, so clearly
we started there,
job.
We're finishing there.
They've done a great job, right?
Like, yeah. And honestly, there might be a surprise with the new car next year as well. Say it works so well.
I'm not going to go and tell people.
I'm not. It's a teaser.
I'm doing
it's a teaser.
For a flex, Alex.
No, you need to go on YouTube.
Hey,
you need to start.
Look at my NSX with a stupid big wig on it. See, I thought I'd get that in.
Yeah, finally, yeah. On that note, anything else anyone wants to say? Last things.
I like your duplex apartment.
There we go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hey! Are we releasing a podcast episode before the end of the year?
Christmas.
Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2022.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. What are we doing for New Year's?
Oh, let's turn the cameras off. We'll talk about that. All right, done.
Bye.
Bosh. Bye.